Tim Twentyman from the Detroit Lions. What was it about, you know, this situation here that attracted you, and maybe in particular, what is it about Terrell Austin's scheme that kind of jumped out at you that you liked?
Well, from the get-go, I think just the city kind of attracted me, kind of being a blue-collar city, you know, a place I can see myself being productive in, and just an opportunity to come in and compete. You know, that's all I want, you know, not being promised anything. I just want a chance to go and play good ball. And, you know, just knowing of Terrell Austin through the years, you know, his attacking style, his, you know, just the aggressiveness of the defense he calls is attractive to any ball player.
Paul, this is Dave Burkett from the Detroit Free Press.
All right, hey.
How you doing? Congratulations.
Thanks.
Can you just, what was last year like, you know, that run to the Super Bowl, and what do you think, you know, you can bring from that to sort of help this team that's, you know, looking to get over that hump and make a playoff run itself?
Yeah, last year was awesome. It was exciting. You know, I think the biggest thing about that team was the closeness of the groups, how, you know, each teammate was an extension of the other. That wasn't something that was just all of a sudden conjured up. We had to really work on that, getting close, you know, in positions and sides of the ball, and, you know, the offense and defense, not just being close with the guys in your position group. So I think that went a long way for us last year. Was just you know, the brotherhood that team had.
And on a personal level, how did you sort of deal with, you know, you were a starter the first three seasons for the most part, and then sort of taking the back seat with some of those rookies last year?
I mean, in my mindset was, you know, I was playing on special teams. I'm still out there. You know, there no plays are different. You know, it didn't matter where I was on the field. You know, I wanted to approach it and play my best ball, play as hard as I can. And, you know, I grew a lot as a player last year. I had a lot of, you know, I improved. I know that for a fact. And, I mean, I love all my time in Atlanta. But, you know, I'm so dialed in and so pumped up to be a Lion that, you know, that's all I can think about right now.
Paul, it's Mike Rossi from ESPN. You just said you grew a lot as a player. How did you grow as a player last year?
I think a big thing was, you know, having two young guys come in, you know, my role a lot of the times was, you know, kind of being an outlet for them in terms of watching film, you know, getting ready, because it was all new for them. So, you know, in a teaching environment, you know, I learned a lot more that way. And, you know, I got better at watching film, at practice, you know, being on the scout team. I had, you know, numerous reps against, you know, one of the best offenses to work my game and work my craft and see how good I can get. So, I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that my game is the best it's been in my 4 years. And, you know, and it's awesome because I'm just so pumped to bring that here.
Do you view yourself, are you more of a middle linebacker, you feel like, or an outside linebacker? Where do you see yourself in this defense?
Yeah, I think middle, like Mike or Willis, you know, I think, you know, I haven't really gotten into scheme so much here, but I think an off the ball inside backer, you know, I think, I mean, I've spent time up on the line of scrimmage in the past 4 years, but I'm much more comfortable behind the ball, you know, making calls, kind of seeing formations that way.
Anything else, guys? All good?
All right, thank you.